Hey everybody, this is Corey Saltishue Floyd. This is the Maribee Junkies podcast. Today, what a special guest we have from Girls Can't Geek, SD Trinity. When she's not doing that, she's podcasting, and she's cosplaying, and she is streaming. Currently rocking out hard on Call of Duty. Of course, I have Demon Engine here, and we're going to have a good time.
Thank you. Oh, I was feeling it.
Oh man, you should have seen our old intro. It was like wild, mad, boombastic.
bring it back.
This joint is a little bit more mellow. But SD Trinity, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Just got done streaming a couple hours ago. Like you said, just been heavy on Call of Duty lately. So it's a good eyeball change from shooting and getting blown up and looking at nice people. So,
All right. One of my personal favorite questions I ask everybody, tell me about your first convention.
First convention is actually here in Arizona. It used to be called Phoenix Comic Con, but you know, San Diego was like, nah, that's our stuff. So they changed it to Phoenix Fan Fusion. And it was great. It was mind-blowing because, you know, just growing up, it's like, oh man, I wish I had like nerds and geeks that are like me around me. So being in a spot for 3 days was just amazing. It was like, I remember that character. I've never seen that character, but now I want to watch it based off of someone's cosplay. Seeing like the game rooms and stuff was super cool. It was almost overwhelming, but I welcome it because it was just like heaven on earth.
Yeah, I actually looked it up. The former Phoenix Comic Con actually did a lot, deep, great big numbers because I guess there isn't that many cons out there.
Yeah.
So you definitely arrived at like a small little mecca of thousands of people. So.
Yeah, it was great. I definitely say it's hot, but it's worth it. They got air conditioning inside, so it wasn't too bad. But yeah.
Well, I'm about to say Phoenix ain't known for its winter.
Yeah.
It's the dry heat.
Yeah, it's dry heat. It's the heat that you don't notice you're that hot until you're like passed out on the sidewalk type of heat. And you're like, oh man, I need to get inside. Yeah.
Damn.
So if you're cosplaying out here, drink a lot of water, please.
Yo, the quality of makeup around there got to be high to high heaven because can't nobody afford to be dripping out there.
Not out here. Nope. I will say my makeup do be staying on though. It's perfect. But again, we always rush to like air conditioning buildings, so that's also a bonus.
I had to fuck around and be in like a golf cart out there, just going from building to building.
I thought about it for Pokemon Go. I'm like, I should buy one, save me some gas, and just electric myself around.
Pokemon Go. Damn, yeah. I remember when that. Demon, remember when that shit first dropped?
I was happy. I was so happy. And then I got disappointed when I couldn't battle random people on the street.
Come back. You can battle people now. We got battling. We got raid battles.
It's too late. I'm not going out there in the COVID.
It's too late. Oh, okay.
Listen.
I'm not going out there in the COVID amongst these animals and shower shitters, so no.
Damn, not the waffle stompers.
but you live in an area where the heat outside is just killing COVID in the air.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, so like y'all talk COVID be out there, next year the heat hit it, it's going. Bam.
Mm-hmm. Incinerated. We're in like the devil's ass crack right now. That's
all right. So I just remember Pokemon Go because all of a sudden people were walking into neighborhoods that they would normally walk into. It's, in other words, it was a lot of snowmo sapiens just walking into the hood, getting themselves robbed.
That happened a lot out here.
Poor Pikachu.
Yeah.
Poor Magikarp. For all these divisions out here. Just walking in the hood.
Walking in the traffic. Are you Team Rocket? No, but I'm about to steal your shit.
Hey, that did happen. And then, like, in the game, of course, you pick which team you're on. And it's like, what team you on? And it's like, what are you on? So I know to say the right thing. You know what I mean? But, I mean, there were game makers out here playing it, too. They were like, we're already in our hood. We keeping this territory our territory. I was like, dang. All right.
Yes, so y'all have gang territory on both sides in the real world and the Pokemon world.
Yeah, yeah, it was nothing to mess with. Like, you roll in, they look at you. I'm like, hey, I'm just playing Pokemon Go. Show your phone. They're like, all right, you know, and then keep pushing. Like,
tell me about what anime put you on?
Oh, there's a few, just because I grew up with the whole Toonami, you know, back in the day. Toonami was my ish. It still is my ish. So, you know, it was showing Sailor Moon, Dragon Ball Z, Gundam Fighters, Detective Conan came in a little bit. It's whatever I was able to, like, stay up and watch. Inuyasha, too, you know, it was just whatever. I'm like, all right, my parents are paying attention to me. All right, I'm gonna watch it, you know, and then like have it on the back channel for like Nickelodeon or something more kid friendly.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. I feel like Inuyasha just kind of got saved by Cartoon Network. Like, easily that shit could have fell into the shadow realm on season one.
Nah.
If it did not play on adult on Toonami, Inuyasha would have not survived as long as it did.
I mean, sure, I'll go with that. Sure,
that's what I'm saying.
A lot of other ones too that were being shown.
Facts.
Too, so,
oh, facts.
Like Big O, nobody knows about it unless you watch Toonami. So it's like,
yeah. hell yeah. Damn, she pulled out the Big O card. Good.
Yeah,
Lord.
That's the only thing I can accept being on live action right now.
What?
Big O. You don't got to deal with the Mexican like the end of the episode. With all that budget you save. You know, back then, I would confuse the way the art style for it out in the color scheme. I would constantly confuse him for Boots Rain. When I was dazed, I was just like, is that Bruce? Is Bruce in a mech? What the fuck is going on over here?
That's all anime, though. You're like, how do we get here? Like, what happened? You know?
Listen. When someone showed me what Toonami was, I was like on the fence because I was sitting around watching like VHS tapes of like Berserk.
Oh wow!
So yeah, well, Google VHS for y'all out there.
I was gonna say it's been a minute since I heard those three letters.
Yeah, but I was just like, yeah, this is awesome. Then I watched Toonami. I was like, oh, this is mild.
Yeah.
Cosplaying, how long you been doing it?
I mean,
that eye roll said so much.
Oh man, I guess like really wanting to get into it just recently, the past couple years. But of course, like growing up, I've always tried to do some like Wonder Woman costume or Pocahontas, you know what I mean, like stuff from like way back in the day. But like taking it seriously, like planning my outfits out now, I'd say within the past like 2 years, pretty much since COVID, because you know you're bored, you're like, well, what can I do today, and then start looking stuff up. So I say the past couple years.
Yo, them quarantine cosplays, people were going all out.
Mm-hmm. God, we got the little government check. We could buy that stuff now. Like
those PPP. Yo, side note. I love how we made up nothing for the, like we called them stimmies and PPP, but we never would name it after Agent Orange. No one was calling them shits Trump checks or Trumpies or none of that. It was like, no.
No.
It was a stimmy. That's what it was.
Obama, we were like, yo, man, I got that Obama check. You know what it is. Obama bucks, baby.
Not the Obama bucks.
And if you play Fallout 4, you call them that. That was the stim packs right there.
Yes, yes. I play 76, so I and stimmies. Come
stimmies.
Save me.
You need them stimmies.
Fallout 76, huh?
Yep. I played 4 as well, but 76 is where my heart's at. I know it's the worst one. Everybody says it's the worst one.
I'm about to say, yeah, I heart.
Love it. I love it.
Don't. Fuck what everybody else is saying. People say the same thing about Final Fantasy 13, and that's where I actually took an interest in Final Fantasy. I watched my older brother play from 7 to 10. I ain't give a fuck about none of that shit. 13 came out, I'm like, alright, I'm on this shit.
Nice. Yeah, that's... I love it. I'm like, I'm gonna play it now. And they're like, you played that broken game? I'm like, it's broken, but shoot, I still enjoy it. I'm still shooting monsters and creatures and zombies and stuff, you know what I mean? And looking for stimmies, like get my caps up. Them bottle caps are serious business.
unbelievable. What was your first video game? Like you were like, yo, this is my new addiction. This is my thing. It ain't gotta be nothing new, cause we all started young.
Yeah. I'm going to say two games because one was with my dad. He's the one that got me into playing video games and stuff like that. So it was Crash Bandicoot. That was our game. We'd run through it. If he couldn't finish the level, I try to do it and we would just, you know, controller hop and until we got it. Great bonding experience. But wow. As far as like my personal, like my game was Kingdom Hearts. He got it for me for my birthday. I was like, what is this? He's like, I don't know. It has like Mickey Mouse on it and Goofy. You probably like it. And I was like, sure. Cause he knew I like cartoons and stuff. Loved it ever since. I got a tattoo on my back from the game. Like it's a whole thing. So,
so how about that Kingdom Hearts 3 though?
Shut the fuck up.
I'm not going to say anything bad about it. Because it's still part of the franchise, and I love the franchise too much to talk full crap about it. But as far as best to not best, it's in order. It's 1, 2, and 3. Like,
Well, yeah. At least you know they're making a fourth.
Yes, and I do.
And they retired them big ass shoes.
He finally grew into them. That's why. He retired. He still wearing them. He just grew into them. Like,
right.
My whole thing is, my only thing is, when it comes to the fourth one, I need to see two things. No, three things.
Ooh.
I need to see Wally, Bruno, and a giant red panda.
That could be good because I could definitely see. What was her name from that movie with the red panda? I could see her like fighting with him. That'd be super dope. But Wally would be adorable. I would die if I saw Wally. Just
Wally is still one of my favorite characters. I was like, I love this dusty little robot. Like Wally, yo, y'all can't tell me nothing. The world was over, but Wally had his own little life. He had a little roach homie. He kept himself entertained. I was like, yo, my man was really living his best life.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna do my job, but I got things at home. He's got all his little collectibles, and you know, it was great. I love him. You can't say nothing bad about him, which is a good thing.
I got the same choices, but replace the last one with I want to see a bit of Star Wars. I just want to see a Keyblade versus a lightsaber.
I mean,
the only thing to break another Keyblade, to break a Keyblade was another Keyblade, and I want to see, just so I can start shit with Star Wars fans when I go to the fucking
event. I mean, if they could change his shoes, I think they can add in the lightsaber. I don't see no problems with that. It makes me think of Tron, though, like that kind of Keyblade.
I don't want a lightsaber Keyblade. I just want to see a Keyblade versus a lightsaber.
Just fighting each other. Yeah. I mean,
because there's things that lightsabers can't cut through, and I want to know if that's included on the list.
Yeah, all of a sudden, all the Keyblades are going to be made out of Beskar armor.
Yeah, like I think it's not going to happen. It's going to be like, oh no, it's shaking, but it's not going to break because Power of Friendship is going to really back up that Keyblade.
The Power of Friendship.
Yo, the Power of Friendship. Look, I used to hate it, but like now thinking about it, yeah. Power of Friendship. I've seen the Power of Friendship work in the hood.
Yes.
Sitting there getting his ass beat, getting stomped out. All you see is one of his friends just come up from behind. Power of Friendship in here, radiating in here.
Yes.
Can't stand.
I love Power of Friendship. I say it all the time, especially playing duty with friends. I'm like, oh, y'all saved me. Power of Friendship. Like, it's a whole thing.
I guess my version of Power of Friendship is, y'all better remember this shit at Christmas. I come through, save y'all lives, revive y'all. Remember this when gift season come through.
That would be hilarious.
All right, so you were trashiest game you played.
Trashiest game I've played.
Right, you were just like, you know what? I tried. This is trash. Get it out of my face.
Oh God. I might have to really think about that because for the most part, most games that I'm playing is because I spent money on it, so I am gonna play it. I'm not gonna be like, oh, one and done it, and then like never. I'm gonna probably play it again, especially because I like to collect the trophies for games. Mm. But the trashiest game, I don't know. Most games I go for, I like. You know what? I do have one, and I'm sorry for those out there that like it. What is it? Xenoverse? Dragon Ball Xenoverse? I can't.
But you know what the funny thing is? A lot of people think that game is trash.
I tried. I don't own it. I played it with someone else.
And that's perfectly fine.
It exists through the power of Dragon Ball itself.
It's I don't have a problem with Dragon Ball. But the game.
The game is bad. It's trash and exists purely off the cloud of Dragon Ball.
Yeah, right. That's exactly what I thought. I was like, yep. this is it. Like,
this is what y'all is hyped for. This is your king.
See, and they got me because you can, of course, create your own character or whatever. So I was like, yes, I love creating my own character. But afterwards, I was like, this is boring as hell. Like, I'm just, I don't know. And I don't like the camera mechanics in the game either. It's too much going on. And I get it because it's Dragon Ball. There's a lot of fighting. But like, I'm like, meh.
That game belongs in the streets.
Yeah. Sorry, people that like that game. But that's okay. I can't do it.
Talk to people that like that game.
They will be fucking K. Trust me, all 200 of them. Trust me, out of all the Dragon Ball Z games, that one gets shitted on the most.
Yeah.
Even more than Goku. I was like, y'all really just made a game and called it Goku. I was like, this is it.
Yeah.
I was like, what is this?
It's just like, it's the story of Goku. Like, all this is the story of Goku. All the story. Like, why'd you bring it back?
Right.
Like, if y'all wanted to if y'all really wanted to impress a motherfucker, the story of Goku would have started with him as a child.
Right.
Like, right. If y'all really wanted to impress me, yeah, actually do the narrative of Goku.
Mm-hmm.
But no, that's not what y'all did.
They should have did the narrative of Goku, and then there could have been a DLC expansion. The fucking Bardock prologue.
Oh, shit. The Bardock prologue. That's horrible. But, all right. That's good. All right, so you were at BlurredCon this
last
summer.
Last month, yes. Yes, I was.
So, overall, how was your experience?
I'm going to give BlurredCon I'm going to give it like a 7.5, 8 out of 10. And that's just because I'm comparing it to other cons that I've been to. The people there, awesome. Loved all the cosplays. Loved how we were just one giant family, dancing, eating, shaking ass, you know what I mean? But also showing off our skills and our, you know, artistic abilities or gaming or whatever it may be. Loved it. It seemed a little like disorganized to me.
In comparison to most other cons?
Yeah, like actually like right here. Because I was just looking at it, like Phoenix Fan Fusion gave us a whole little book of like everything that, I mean, you can't see because it's blurring out, but everything, the time, the dates, the room, all the special people right here. But we got that and it was like, cool, I know where I can go. I can plan my days out. Mm. And they even had it online too, a couple days before, so you can plan it. But BlurCon didn't. And it was just like, I need to be able to plan stuff for me to enjoy it. So I missed a lot of panels that I really wish I would have went to, but I just didn't know. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? That's you know what? She just provided constructive criticism.
Don't block me. I want to come back next year.
Yeah. Like it, no, 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 no. It's no, because a lot of folks, all they do is put out all the bad and not anything that, mind you, he's not, like, the guy isn't perfect, but he's still learning.
Right, yeah. Right.
If you want him to be better, bam, I mean, shit. And that's a great point, because especially a lot of the bigger cons, and so far, this one's numbers are only gradually going up, so it looks like it is going to be a bigger con. There needs to be a better informational infrastructure. So, all right, that's fair.
I honestly feel like if I'm paying $200 for a VIP ticket, y'all should be able to have an app. I think an app would be amazing for any con. Just like, oh, type in this. You can search up the panels, or this is the floor, or, you know, or you can even have it where it sets alarms like, hey, your panel's coming up in 15 minutes. Go to this floor and room. It would be great. It'd be perfect. I'd give it 10 out of 10 if they did that.
Hey, Demon, didn't PAX has an app, don't they? Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I miss PAX.
And that shit, PAX has an app. And it tries to do all the things you're talking about. It still needs a lot of work. And PAX is a massive convention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah. All right. So were you? Was there another issue with the cosplay contest this year?
So from the entries that I saw and the people that won, first of all, everybody's outfits and cosplays there, immaculate, okay? Just, it's one of those like, dang, you put in hours into this, didn't you? You know? I want to say the one that I thought should have been first place was someone did a Monster Hunter full cosplay, and I was like, that is wild to me. But I'm not a judge. And of course, I was in the room when they were picking, you know, how they were judging and stuff like that. But from looks alone, I was like, that's the number one right there. But I think they were third place. And like first place was someone, oh, I forgot who the character is from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Wait, they won first?
I think they did, if I remember correctly. I can look it up, but I'm like 80-90%.
I mean, sure. Don't get me wrong, the outfit was great. The cosplay was great, but you know what?
Yeah, like it I just, said, I wasn't there. I wasn't a judge, so whatever they were judging it on, it is what it is.
They have they need to have a category called the People's Champ.
Oh,
because it's like they could still have their winner, but then there's also one called the People's Champ.
Yeah. See, and listen, if they had an app, they can have that there. Like, you show up, you vote through the app, and then they can tally it in like 5 minutes. Like, this is your People's Champ winner. You know what, BlurCon, come hit me out. We could make a lot of things. I have a lot of ideas here for my first time being there. So,
okay, we're hopefully we'll be there next summer.
Yes, yes, I plan to be there too.
So far, what's been your favorite cosplay that you've done?
I'm gonna have a soft spot for my Squirtle Squad outfit because that was like the first one I really like. Was like, all right, I'm gonna start doing this. It was just a basic yellow top, blue camel pants. I had my Pokeball on my hip, you know, I had my shades, the blue hair, and everything. And I loved it because people were like, are you part of the Squirtle Squad? I was like, yes, you know, like I didn't think anybody would get it. I made my own shell and tail, so it was really nice. But my all-time favorite right now is my Catwoman. I love my Catwoman cosplay. It was so like
you did Tim Burton Batman Returns Catwoman.
I did. Yeah. I did. I loved it. It was the favorite outfit from all the Catwoman ones. You know, no disrespect to all the other ones. I love all of them, but this was my favorite. It was just like the sexiest you can feel in any of the Catwomans. I was like, yes, this is it. I loved it.
Okay. So what is your wildest con story? And before you answer, we got some quick messages. We'll be right back. This is the AmeriMe Junkies podcast. And we're back with SD Trinity. Yeah, that's our other song. See?
I love it.
But yeah, I was just asking, what's a wild convention story that you have? And hey, it's perfectly fine if you need to change names of the folks involved. And we're all adults on our podcast and the folks who listen to it, so feel free.
Okay. I'm gonna say, well, BlurCon had some moments. Myself and my group, I think we're going downstairs to probably to go eat or something. I think we're going to go to the food trucks. And we're walking out of the room to go to the elevator. And there's a guy standing there just in his drawers getting some ice. I'm like, this is not your house. Where's your basketball shorts or something?
You know, sir, what I mean? Sir.
Straight drawers. And he looked at us like,
sir, like, sir. Sir.
Okay. Sir. Yeah, we were just like looking at him like, and we're like all looking at each other like, are we seeing the same? Like, he just got draws on? Okay. Well, hey, he's probably out here clapping a lot of cheeks and just didn't have time to put pants on. I don't know. But
I mean, you can clap cheeks to your heart's content, but be classy.
I was like, this is not your home. You know what I mean? Like, there's tons of people walking by. What are you doing? And he was just like, he gave us a look like, I don't give a shit. Like, y'all seen me in my drawers. And I want to say the same day, like that same elevator ride, going down, or it was the next day, but going down, doors open because someone's coming in, and we just see some dude walk by butt naked, just in the hallway. And we're like, what? what are you doing? And he just like looked at us or whatever. And I forgot, one of my friends said something and he's like, oh, but I have a girlfriend. And then like the doors closed and we're like, why are you naked out here? Screw the girlfriend. Why are you, where are your clothes?
It is, I mean, a convention. Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
I mean, he was a little sweaty, but it was just like, one of those, like, bing, like, why are,
well, are now, you going? I mean, I don't even know if that's coke. That might be that might be crack. I don't know.
he was in some crack and then had some crack. I don't know. He was just out here like in the hallways. And I think it was like the fifth or sixth floor. So it was really close to the actual convention. Like, why are you naked, sir? Where, first of all, we got underwears up here, and then the next floor is none. Like, okay,
yo, cool. That was what I was about to say. I was like, so this floor is underwear and underwear accessories. Down here, this floor is all dedicated to butt naked ball swinging.
It was just one of those, like,
the next floor, no shoes.
I mean, something. I have no idea. We all kind of just laugh. Like, did we just really see all of that right now? And we talked about it for like the rest of the day. Like, I hope he's not like walking around and touching stuff. Like, just swinging.
I'm just,
it's
like,
not your home, people. It's a hotel. It's not your home. That's all I gotta say.
No, I mean, who? I don't think. And the funny thing is, I've seen my fair share at cons. I don't think I've had the streak yet.
It's a once in a lifetime. If you go to,
I've seen half naked conga lines.
Yeah. No, this was cool.
But this was just. Now I see somebody. I do remember someone got locked out of their room and they were butt ass naked.
But different. He was like walking around.
Yeah. Like, this shit was casual.
Yeah. Just, hey guys, like, no. Like, I don't want to see all that.
Like, how does hotel security deal with that? I'm just like, do you attack them with a towel or what?
I'll tell you something. Security was beware. Not there. Okay, they was honing on those escalators and stuff. Outside of that, it was a free reign of whatever was going on.
Oh, man. Okay, so what's your favorite go-to snack?
Depends on what I'm feeling, but I love sunflower seeds. If not that, lemon hot Cheetos is another thing.
I'm sorry, did you just say lemon hot Cheetos?
Yep, the limon hot Cheetos. I love hot Cheetos.
No, that we know hot Cheetos, but limon, that's some exclusive regional shit. I ain't never, you ever heard of this?
Really? Nah, it's the red bag, and then like the flames on it are like green and yellow and red because it's like a lime in it. No?
Yo, that sounds
like some exclusive.
I've had these my whole life. How do you guys never heard of these?
I don't know, but this sounds like some high class Cheetos. You be eating them motherfuckers with a pinky up.
I actually started eating my hot Cheetos with chopsticks, so I don't get the fingers no more.
I mean, for a while, no one else heard of the fucking, what is it? The cheddar cheese Doritos?
Yeah.
You mean cheese Doritos?
That was cheddar cheese Doritos.
Fair enough. So wait, not nacho cheese, but cheddar cheese.
It was cheddar cheese Doritos. It came in like a fucking orange, like an orange bag.
I remember. Yeah. Okay.
No one else knew about those. It was just like,
they were short lived. It was like a quick experiment.
But yeah, that's my snacks.
Okay, sunflower seeds. I remember when sunflower seeds were like the most fashionable snack. Motherfuckers just outside.
Yep, just
taking them out. I'm just like, can't tell if this nigga got dice or just a handful of seeds.
Yeah, because when you see someone eat, you know, sunflower seeds and they do it all quick, like cracking, no extra shells, it's like, damn, that's impressive. You do it, it's all slobbery, and you're like, man, I'm not cool like them. Nah, I'm good. But like, I've seen it where it's like, especially, you know, baseball players and stuff, like that was also like, you just see them just constant spitting. It's like, those look good. You make those look really good. I think I want some.
All right. So Marvel or DC?
Marvel.
Sounds like the rest of the world right now.
Don't get me wrong. DC got great characters, but I am way more entertained by Marvel. That's.
I had this same discussion the other night. They slow down on the DCEU, focus on the animated, and then expand the rosters. Just stop sitting on Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, HBO Max is definitely definitely working on that now, but we'll save that. We'll save that for tomorrow.
All right.
For the Geek Report.
it ain't looking too good.
It's one of those
Marvel done sat here and put a timeline of when they gonna swing at you.
And it's just like,
and you just been getting tagged up. They telling you, I'm about to make this light. I'm about to make this right. You better have an answer for it. Just bam.
That's why when I posted that damn Simpsons meme, I was like, yo, this is so savage yet so accurate. It was just like,
yeah, DC it was like, came.
And we opened the floor to DC. It was like, we opened the floor to DC. Well, we have Shazam and evil Shazam.
Yeah, Marvel came out, said Big Dick Energy, slapped the dick on the table and said, y'all can do whatever you want with that. And DC's like,
Marvel's panel was so pro-black, I felt like any racist in there just got nervous when they heard African drums.
Y'all hear that? Like Jumanji? What? Like, is that, are we still playing Jumanji? Like, no. Nope.
Like what in the hell?
I wish I could have been there in person. Oh, I would have died in just glory. Like, yes, take me to heaven now.
Yo, I'm just like, this shit looks awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I yo.
What a time to be alive.
Right? What a time to be alive where Marvel was getting all the praise, and on the other side of the hall, motherfuckers was booing The Rock.
That's like, wild. Out of all people, that's wild. DC needs to fix it.
Feel bad for him.
On the other side of things, now from what you said earlier, I can assume you're a PlayStation person.
Absolutely. I have a PS5. I have a Nintendo Switch, and I play on my PC sometimes. I am sorry, Xbox users. I just can't get it down with y'all. It's like, meh. Crossplay, sure, whatever. You play on your thing, I play on mine.
You said you got a PC, though, right?
I do.
Sounds like Microsoft's winning it either way.
Yeah. Yeah. Because looking at it, it's like you can have what's the Game Pass? That's for Xbox, right? It's like you can have it on the computer. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like Microsoft still wins.
Yeah. I guess. Like, I don't use it. It's there.
But it's there. That's the thing.
Yeah, I will say that. There's a separation between Microsoft and Xbox. Because there's a lot of people that I know that have a PC and PlayStation. And just like me. They pay on the PlayStation far more than the attempt to touch the PC.
Yes.
Whether you get options from the Game Pass or the Steam sales that will drain your wallet every time it pops up. They still.
Yeah. Yeah. All the games on my PC are not Microsoft games. They're all like some random, like Amazon free.
Yo, hey. I've had my fucking Twitch connected to my mother's Amazon Prime for years. Mm-hmm. And I think I have like a collection. I have over like 300 games from Amazon alone. Still touch my PlayStation every single goddamn time.
Like, just ready to go. Like,
It's because you got options. That's the important thing. You get options. But of course, everyone loves Nintendo.
Very much. Nintendo's like the god cousin that everybody's like.
I love Nintendo, but like
that's our cousin. That's our cousin Ray Ray. Go ahead, Ray Ray. Ray Ray doing another game, doing the same shit, but somehow it just keep on working. Go ahead, Ray Ray.
Yeah. Ray Ray holding his own. You know, he can pay his bills. He ain't bothering nobody. It is what it is. Like, it's all right. Cool.
All right. Favorite movie?
You guys are going to laugh at me. My favorite movie is Titanic. Yeah, wild. I love it. It's a movie I grew up watching in daycare. Daycare lady had it on, always had it. She got the 3D printed puzzle, so we did that together. But something about traveling the world on a giant boat and then me figuring out at a young age, how am I going to survive that? But then I was like, oh, there's no black people on Titanic. So like, I'm already alive. On that part. Titanic's my favorite, as weird as that sounds. If it pops up on my TV, I will sit down and watch it.
That damn boat.
Fuck Rose, by the way. She could have moved over, but that's a whole different discussion.
That's the funny thing. Apparently she couldn't. Mythbusters tested that shit out, and no, they would have both died.
Nah.
Listen, I want to say no, but them dudes is actually scientists.
Hold on. I just going so far. Was she carrying his child?
No.
If not, then fuck it, bitch. We can both die. If you got my kid, then let my lineage live.
Here's the thing. Here's how I'm going to tell you that he could have survived. Because she's wearing that giant-ass coat, okay, that had the heart of the ocean or whatever in there, okay? That jacket, coat, whatever you want to call it, was like another 80 pounds of water weight on top of that. She just took that shit off, and he climbed on. They would have made it. But no, she was stingy. She's like, this is a one-time thing with a cruise boy that I'll never see again. Cracked his fingers off and let him sink. That's what happened. That was the unedited version. She was like, nah, I'll let you go. Just broke him off. He drowned.
Know about this one night stand.
I mean, I guess. It's just like, I feel like the one night stand should be the lowest tier of your issues at the moment. Oh shit, yo. I remember when Mad TV did a sketch about this shit. Three black dudes that survived the Titanic. I think it was Orlando Jones, Ari Spears, and somebody else. Apparently, the joke was they made a raft out of frozen white people and got safety.
I'm going to go watch that because that sounds hilarious.
hopefully, it's on YouTube somewhere. You know, you never know.
Right.
And then ironically, to bring it all back around, who was at BlurCon? Orlando Jones.
Yes.
Damn, I'm good.
It's a good way to come and bring it back. I like it.
But Titanic though, yeah. Judgment. All sorts of judgment.
That's my number one. I don't know what it is about it. I just will sit down and watch it every single time. Now, if we're talking like anime cartoonish or whatever, the all first Pokemon movie. It just regardless, I will, if it pops up, I'm gonna sit my butt down and I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna watch Ash turn to stone and Pokemon cry about all around him, and then everything goes right.
Mewtwo, aka Mewtwo Killmonger.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I will watch it all over again. Like I actually, it's funny because I actually have the card from the VHS tape from back.
Damn,
in the
day.
I still have it.
Damn. It's just the fact that you had it ready, like,
I have a lot of stuff over in my desk.
What film would you have, if you had the option, you would have walked out of it? Like, you was just like, I could have been somewhere else.
Y'all gonna hate me. The most recent Batman, I could not sit through it. And when I had to watch it like 4 times before I really finished it, I was just like, this is so.
I'm not gonna hate you. One, I don't give a fuck about Batman. I'm tired of his ass anyway. Two, I get it. It's been, you know how many Batman movies there's been?
Yes, like, a lot.
You get bored of it.
In the worst part, I was like, okay, she gonna be in it. She gonna be cute. They probably gonna have a little makeout. Nothing. I was like, no kissing, no booty grabs, nothing.
Man, I mean, they kissed. That's about it.
It was so boring. It was not even memorable for me to be like, oh yeah, that happened. You know what I mean?
You tried to input an expectation that really shouldn't have been on the table in the first place.
Well, looking back,
that's something that happens. That was like, year one of him being Batman.
It's like it's like year two of him being Batman. Year two,
yeah, that don't shit like that don't happen till like year 7 of being Batman.
Also, when he was at the top of the building and they're about to catch him or whatever, and he's getting ready to jump, he goes, "Whoa!" I was like, "Sir, if you don't jump off that building and fly and or well, maybe glide down,"
but again. Go. Second year being Batman, that nigga is not as brave as he thinks he is. He was like, I'm a jump. Whoa, wait a minute, it's kind of windy. Oh shit.
Nope. I can't do it. Nope. I can't. I was so mad at that. I just stopped the movie and was like, all right, I'm gonna go like play a game or something and come back to it. Forgot everything I watched, had to rewatch it again. Zoe looked amazing in it.
It's awkward when people the most divisive Batman movie is the one where he actually does what he's supposed to do the most, investigate.
Yeah, we're like, damn. And don't get me wrong, I love riddles, I love figuring stuff out, but I was just like,
once we get that he is the world's greatest detective, but through the years, you know, we've been seeing from Batman, him laying his hands on motherfuckers.
Yeah.
So, like, if I'm not seeing Batman lay his hands on people, then what the point is this?
Right.
Moody detective shit? I'll go watch Law and Order for this.
And then even better, they put hands on people, too. More than he did.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Like, I would definitely, if I spent money, I'm asking for a refund from the theater. I'm like, no, I want my money back. Give him something, half something.
Mm-mm-mm.
So sorry.
Horrible. Horrible.
I can't help it.
If it wasn't the Batman, what other movie would it have been? Because that definitely, I was expecting something, I don't know, maybe slightly older. Not.
I can't even think of another movie where I was like, all right, I'm done. Like Peter Griffin, get up out the chair and just walk out. I don't think I had a movie that gave that feeling to me. Every other movie, it's like, cool. This is nice. I like this. And then because I sat through that and I kind of liked it.
What was it?
What is it called with the, it's like haunting. Well, there's so many haunting movies. But it's like, I think it's a trilogy because it starts in California and they're haunting people. And then it's in like
American Mexico. Horror Story.
No. Ooh, American Horror Story is really good though.
Oh.
Depending on what season, not all the seasons. All the
are
season.
You talking? Are you, wait.
I can't think of the name of
Conjuring?
It. Was it The Conjuring? No, The Conjuring was scary. And I was like, ugh, I'm 100% gonna watch this so I know what not to do. But oh God, I can't remember it. Was it the no? It wasn't Conjuring because that was with the like scary little boy and everything. I can't remember it, but it's one of those movies. I don't know. They're all the same because the whole like, oh no, go into the date. No, walk away. Turn the other 180. Just go that way. Nah, we gotta investigate. Nah, fuck that. The ghosts can have this place. I don't give a fuck. They could pay rent here.
Yeah. That was another joint I shared. I was like, all my homies, it was like, I might be white, but I'm not. Hey, let's go investigate that strange noise, white.
That's a good friend right there. You hear something crack in the woods, you get up and you leave. Like, don't, let's go to, nope.
Let's go check out what's wrong with you. Who raised you? Goddamn.
Let's go search for clues. Fuck you, Fred. Get in the van. We out.
Exactly. Exactly.
They were never taught to, when they're at home by themselves, don't open the door for nobody. Bless me. That's, they weren't taught that. That's why they go check suspicious noises and shit.
Fucking, I don't know. Every movie I sit there, I'm like, y'all could have avoided all of this. We just did this one thing. But, you know, it is what it is. It could have been done better.
That's why I think it's so hard to do black horror movies. Like, you can't just, because you, it is easy to, it is so easy to write horror movies with white folks because they do dumb shit all the time.
Oh.
Yes.
The time.
Oh, Paranormal Activity. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one I was like, eh, I could walk out. But I'm already here and I'm gonna finish it. And it's like, yeah, you did what I expected.
That, I couldn't, yo, that first movie, it did have some great moments. But the main reason I was stuck, I was on a date and she kept driving her nails into my thigh. And I was just like, y'all, you hurting me. I'm afraid you're gonna cut like an artery and I'm gonna just die in the movie theater.
Yeah, at that point, I would have left. Like, no, you're violent.
Right. I gotta go pee.
Get some daggers out of my leg, goddamn it.
So, it seems like you're a big horror person.
Kinda. Depends. I like to dabble.
No, it's all good. But I'd say, has that transitioned over to any of your games? Like, do you play any horror games?
I do, because I don't like myself. So, so I've tried to play some scary games. What is the name of one? Oh, gosh, I can't remember the name of one of them. Slashers is a, like, not low budget, but it's almost a low budget, like, scary game. You're getting chased by a clown and you got to, like, turn on generators and stuff.
Dead by Daylight.
It's kind of like Dead by Daylight, but way lower quality. But I like it, but I hate jump scares. So when things jump out, I hate it. I'm like, nope, turn the game off. I'm done. I don't want this anymore. There was it Akai? It's IKAI. I didn't last more than 5 minutes in that game. It was too much, and it's on PC, which means I can't use my controller. Like, I like to be able to joystick move myself instead of like mouse or use the keys. Nah, I was done. I heard something creeping. I said, and we're not doing this on stream anymore. Never touched it after that. So, closing shift, another one. Super scary. You're like a Starbucks barista. It's not Starbucks, but it's definitely like Starbucks. And there's a guy that's stalking you, and you have to escape without dying. And there's like different ways he can kill you.
Wait, is this the one that's like an AVN?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember seeing the trailer for that, and I was so on the fence. Because I was like, yo, there's too much realism to this.
Yeah.
So, I felt genuinely uncomfortable.
Yeah. It was, I was like, I'm going to do it for stream because people wanted me to play it. I started it. I went outside. There was a guy creeping next, like squatted next to my car in the shadows. I was like, nope, turn off the game. Never played it again.
Yeah, I'm about to say, there was a bit too much realism there. I'm a stick with like Alien Isolation.
Oh, I haven't even finished that game just because it has too many jump scares for me. Not the alien. The alien I'm fine with. If it comes and it kills me, whatever. It's the robots in the game that scared me. I was like, nope, I'm hiding in the locker and you just rip it open. No, done.
Is it because they just have these dead faces?
Yes. And they're walking, but they're not running. They're just walking. And somehow you catch up. I don't understand it.
That's that Mike Myers shit.
It's because like, when you don't see them, they fucking bucket list.
Right? It's like, see around the corner?
They just be power walking, using their Fitbit, checking their heart rate.
They probably got shape ups. That's why they be moving so fast. They got shape ups. Got them the quads and the calves working out just right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised. They all got long pants. You just don't see their thighs are like swole from shape ups. That's what it is.
Favorite anime character?
Just one?
Okay, give me your top five then.
What was that sound?
What?
That immediately thought of one. One that and one had immediate presence in your mind when he asked that question.
I mean, that shit.
Okay.
It sounds like you got a body pillow with this character. Good lord.
I wish I did. If let me tell you something. First of all, Inuyasha is one of them. And I'm gonna just say his brother and his daddy. They're all in the same. They're all in the same category. They can all get it. Body pillow and all, doesn't matter. I'll do whatever for them. So that's one. Sailor Moon's number two. Now, are we saying Pokemon is or is not an anime? Because
it's Squirtle, an anime.
Perfect. Squirtle's number one, always and forever.
Who would say Pokemon is not an anime?
I've been in some arguments before. I'm like, it is, and like, no, it's.
They
not.
Are it's high not. On. They are high on meth. They are smoking that Breaking Bad blue shit. It's literally a anime from Japan.
Yeah.
This Pikachu is Japanese Mickey Mouse. Yeah. Like what the.
I've said the same thing. I've had full on arguments about this. So that's why I asked. Tell them to
put down the crack pipe.
But yeah, Squirtle's number one. Then Inuyasha's number two. Sailor Moon's number three. Detective Conan is number four. I love him. That's my anime right there. That's my detective stuff. Like, but real detective stuff. Not no crappy Batman detective stuff. And number five, I'm gonna say Bulma. I love Bulma. I think she's a badass, and I Bulma wish I was Grace? Her. I wish I had a kajillion dollars like her and just take insane peen. So
Bulma a real one.
What was that?
Oh, are we just razzle dazzling over that last statement? She's taking Gallant Gun back shots.
It apparently is good. She got what, two kids from him?
At the end of the day, I'm just curious about how much damage control Goku and Chi Chi do. Because I'm like, Chi Chi's still strongest woman.
I'm just like this. She beats his ass. She'd be like, no, get down on all fours, eat this box out, and he'd be okay. And she just full control. I think it's straight dominatrix between them two. Chi Chi and Goku, I think, is dominatrix status. It has to be. There's nothing you could tell me otherwise. Because he just seems like he's like, first of all, we're never going to go down there. But he just seems
Let's go.
Talk about whose dick is this? Whose dick is this, Goku? It's yours, Chi Chi. It's yours. That's why the nigga want to be away from the fucking, away from everybody, training for long ass.
Yep. That's actually the same. That was my exact thought. Was yeah, she probably out here like, who's daddy now? Like, who's saying like, you are like, yeah.
Yo. Mm-hmm. All I just thought about was Bulma saying, Vegeta saying to Bulma, I'm gonna beat you harder than life beats Yamcha.
If I can get up right now, I will show you my Yamcha Funko Pop. It's my favorite of all.
Is it the
time.
Dead one?
It is. It's actually what started my Funko collection. I was like, I have to get this Yamcha. There's nothing else anybody can say. I stayed up till midnight, and what was it? Hot Topic was releasing it, and I bought it as soon as I could.
Mm-mm.
You know Yamcha pissed. He's like, fuck. Like, This dude came to destroy us. Now you clapping cheeks and making babies and got married to him. And I still ain't got nobody. Come on now. He's sad.
He be all right.
Yeah.
He be all right.
Not the abridged timeline.
Yeah. Oh! Oh! Wait. Damn. That's fucked. No, that's in Trunks' timeline.
That's right.
Yeah,
it sounds like we're gonna have a tea time. Like,
have you seen Dragon Ball Abridged?
Yeah, I have.
Hey, all right, I just wanted to make sure because I was about to say, yo, apparently Krillin be throwing that thing around too.
Look at who he got. She also bad too. She's an honorable mention. Okay,
that's anime Ronda Rousey right there.
Yes. I'm just mad that they baby got such a big ass forehead like they daddy, but it's whatever.
Now here's a great debate, because here's the thing. 18 has a big ass forehead.
Yeah.
Krillin is just bald with a big head.
No, Krillin no. Is
bald big head, because he does let his hair grow.
Yeah.
On what a hairline. So, more than fucking 18, because that shit pushed back.
Yeah. Yeah, Krillin got hair and it's still awful. It's still all forehead. And I can say that because I got a big ass forehead. But it's like, my God, go back to being bald. You're better bald, because it's like, just, I don't know why they all need to have a widow's peak in this show, but everybody got a widow's peak and I hate it.
Yo, you doing a widow's peak just reminds me of back when people used to do this for McDonald's. Like, yo, man, you want to go grab some
before we end, you mentioned body pillow.
The body pillow?
You reminded me of something.
Uh oh.
I saw on TikTok. So I'm
oh Lord. Oh shit.
Also, this is Great Saiyan Man too. Just
oh shit.
Man, the fuck is this? And where can I buy one?
What the hell?
What
that's body? A body pillow?
That's the body pillow. I forget the name of the anime, but the one where the guy, he is living with a bunch of different monster girls.
Yes.
Oh, that's shit.
Snake one.
Oh, the one that's like choking him and he like tickles her tail and then she's like, ah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
That's a long ass pillow.
Damn. Dragon.
I mean, I have questions for the person that bought that.
I got questions for the person that made it.
How big is your bed, cuz?
I doubt you can get that in the car with other people.
Yeah, it's like...
I was just about to say that. It ain't no way it fits in the car.
like you need to go to the hotel and talk about having that delivered through FedEx or something. Put that shit in a box, because that is not getting on that's not getting in the car. But we're just about at our time for today, okay, for today's show. SC Trinity, we want to thank you so much for coming through. Everyone, please check her out. And of course, check out Girls Can't Geek. Check them out wherever you hold, wherever podcasts are being listened to. We listen to them on Apple and Spotify, I believe, as well.
Yep.
And same time, Instagram, same name. Same everything. Now we gonna get the rest of your crew on too.
It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great.
I'm working on something. Thinking of a master plan. I'm working. Oh
I'm
yeah.
I'm excited.
but seriously, we want to thank her for coming through. Actually, gonna have a chance to have her on our other show, The Geek Report, which will be up on YouTube probably by Saturday. Or a Saturday or Sunday, so that's gonna be a blast. Demon Engine, it's always a pleasure. And of course, we want to thank all of our listeners out there. We want to thank you guys. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. We appreciate you. Thank you for downloading this podcast. Please let us know what you think. We leave that. Let us know. Give us a rating. And of course, for our YouTubers, we always want to appreciate you guys. Make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you're hitting that bell icon. We just added some new items to the merch shop. We got the AmeriMe Alien Backpack. Check that out. School is coming around the corner. You're going to need a place to stash your weed. What?
I ain't saying shit. The link for
our store will be in the description as well. We will check you out next time. Please take care of yourselves and each other.
Awesome. Peace.